Gimel and Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yosef, about 7 lines down. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Lashmili Hashmaita. So we had before that Rabbi Yosef became ill, and because he became ill, he didn't remember the sugyas that he had learned, and his Talmud Abaye would clarify exactly what they learned and what he'd said. So Abaye said back to Rabbi Yosef, in other words, this statement that Rav said you go baser makom pita, what was the reference to? So Rashi says specifically Rav is then makom pita. So Amar le Abaye ata marta nilon, you actually told us about it. You said it to us on the following case. Our Mishnah. Says you need each one has to give a separate eruv. We said to you, we asked you, Shema Mino Mokim Lina Garden. L'chari v'raif from our Mishnah the Mokim Lina Garden. And you said to us, Allah, in regard to this issue, that the case was a case of Makali Pras, and each person took it to their home, because really Mokim Pita's Garim. So you told us this is said of Mokim Pita Garim, and how Rab will learn up the Mishnah in this conversation. Okay. Zakrashi. I'm not familiar with this statement, the Amar Rav that said Mokum Pita Gardum. I don't remember such a statement. Talmud, the Mursa, he became ill and he forgot his learning. Abaye would remind him. Kabbalah's Pras, that's right, okay. Okay. Tanur Rabbanan. So we're talking about the cases of Makavli Pras. We're going to have a few more cases along that vein. Mishiyesh loy chomesh noshim, a person who has 5 wives. Makavli Pras mi valein. Each one is being... The husband has a house and there's 5 other homes in the chatzar belonging to the wives. And they're each with Makavli Pras and they take it back to their house. Mibaleyan from their husband, v'chamisha avadim, or he has 5 avadim, or but the point case over here would be or a different scenario where the person had 5 avadim, mekabel pras mirabeyan, and they also have separate rooms where they houses in the chutzah where they live, and each one takes their food from the odin and they take it to their homes. Yehuda ben Beseir is matzah ben noshim. She says, this or Makabi Paras, we've mentioned yesterday that it's only limited to cases where there's some intrinsic type of a connection. So the relationship between a husband and a wife is the same thing as the father to children. That's enough of a connection. But Oysir Avodim, it might not be Avodim. They're not really connected to him, so therefore they're not considered like that they feel an intrinsic connection to him. Now we should say that they're functioning as one because they receive the food from him. That's Rehuda ben Beseir. Rehuda ben Bava is matter by Avodim, v'oser ben Noshim. So he's matter by Avodim. He says, even so, there's enough of a connection that it's mutter. Now the question is, rather around, he holds oser ben Noshim. He says, the wives are oser. So if the wives are oser, so why would he feel Avodim or mutter? He wanted to argue that wives are oser. Okay, we can understand that. They're considered distinct and separate. Why? So then, why is he matter b'avodim? Amarav, my time in the Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. So why does Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava say that avodim are mutter? The Chassid says with Daniel b'sra malka. Daniel, even though he at that point in time he was not in the gate of the king, he wasn't in the king's palace at that point in time. The Pasuk says that he was because of his statements of servant to the king. wherever he was, he's like he's in the king's house. So Rehudim Bobad says that normally he holds the fact that they take the pras is not enough. They're not actually eating in the house makes it aser. But in Eved, wherever he is, he's as if he's in the jurisdiction of the Odin. It's like he's in the Odin's house. Okay, so then more pshita. This much we have here. That Ben Eitzel Aviv Kidamorn. We said Ben Eitzel Aviv, Misha says, the Kabbalah Pras works. Ish Eitzel Baalo, Veved Eitzel Rabbi, plugged into Rehudim and Bisera, Rehudim and Bava. So, we come to these two scenarios, we know it's a Machlokes. The question is, Talmud Eitzel Rabbi, Mai. What about a Talmud by a Rebbe? Is that no good, yes good, what's the story? Toshma. The Rav, Rabbi Chia Omer, Rav, but he was learning by the Yeshiva Rabbi Chia, and he was in this type of a situation. Omer ein onu tzrichim l'arev. He said, "We do not need to make an arev." Shere onu semchem al shulchan shel Rabbi Chia. They were receiving their food from the Rebbe, from Rebbe Chia. Rebbe Chia, Bay Rebbe, when Rebbe Chia was in by Rebbeinu HaKadosh, Rebbe, Amr Einon Ritzichim La'arab, Shei Ono Seichem HaShulchan HaShul Rebbe. And the more is assuming the scenario was, that the more knew the scenario was, it wasn't their eating, Mamash eating in his house, they would take the food, they would take it home. Okay. From the flow of the Gemara, you see that this heter of the Kabbalah Pras only works if there's some type of an intrinsic connection. They'd be actually eating in the table of eating at the same table. You wouldn't need this. That's the Mokum Pita Gurm. That's the Mokum Pita. I mean, they're order of Be'etzim. They have so it's a difference in the case of the you have two cases of the hotel. Everybody's eating in the dining room together, so that's fine. If the arrangement is that people can have their own have room service and they take their food back to their rooms, they eat in the rooms, not in the dining room, then you would need an eruv. Unless you get involved in the sores of that they have tefisas yad there, whatever. But the case of the kibbutz, if people take if everybody in the communal dining room would want them, if they take their food home, surely they're distinct.
It's all going in Rav,
though,
right? It's all going in Rav. I mean, that's why Rav is clear, that's obvious. But the other machlokas between Neshim and Avodah, is there a way to establish it that it's not even a Shmuel as well? There's a case of we know where the winners, you know, with the
Rav. Is a way to learn how Shmuel will learn that price. I'm very sad. I didn't think about the question. How much? See, even like Shmuel, I'm sorry, you know, I wasn't. What did you say?
No, it's okay.
Even like Shmuel, I mean, Shmuel. How does Shmuel understand the end of the Mishnah? The Achdim with the Ochel Shulchan Aviyim and the Rishonim Bateyim. So he's going to have to learn that they were eating. So according to him, it's Mokum Lina Garim. So obviously they need to air the Chalecha Bech. Fine. But how do you end the Mishnah? It says the case where there's nobody else to know that the Yerim Bechot, Shayim Sichim Laharif. If Mokum Lina Garim, why? The answer is because the Mitzah, they're eating together. even Makam Linagar, they're eating, there's, he also agrees that there's some level of that there's something happening over here which is, Shmuel, that it's something happening over here which is some level, of extraordinary, that it's, that there's no, even though there's very clear, distinct Makam Lina, they only need one ear. Right? If the case of the ear was bought Etzlon, right? So the ear was brought to them. So normally Shmuel wouldn't say this. I mean, Shmuel says Makam Lina Gar means the fact that I'm eating somewhere else doesn't make a difference. But according to Shmuel, I have a separate. So he's also agreeing that some level of something intrinsic type of relationship will allow that if nobody else there or the Arab is coming to them, that the fact that they're eating together will play a role different than the average case. So maybe Shmuel will use the same type of idea by the case of the even though the women are, there's a makam, each one has a separate makam lina. He will argue that the fact that Mekabel Pras Mibaleyin will allow them, in the case where there's nobody else, will allow them, if there's nobody else there, to not need an Erev. And that's what the case of the Bryce would be according to him. Is that what you said?
Okay.
Well, what did you say?
No, I was saying maybe the potential for Mekabel Lina, the reason why the Mekabel is between. I guess it's both Rabbi Yehuda's is that he would say maybe one holds that even though he's not staying with his wives, but potentially, I guess he feels like a Makam Lina can be, there is that potential there. But then again, why for a wife?
Interesting.
Why?
Maybe the case of the husband and the wives, potentially the husband can move in with one of the wives, whereas the other would not move in with one of the avadim.
Then why for the avadim? Why is Rabbi Yehuda?
Okay.
Okay.
What was that you said?
He said even Shmuel agrees that there's something that Makam Lina over here is being overridden to some extent by the fact that they're eating together, which normally he ignores. Okay. That's what I said. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Shmieli Hashmaita. No, we did that already. Kabbalas Paras. Kolachas Yesh Dira Levada Ima Bechotzi. But each woman has her own separate Dira. Rabbi Huda ben Beseris Oser Bavodim. Shainim Nimshachim Acharo. We don't feel that they're connected to him necessarily. They don't follow him. Misra Malka, Bekomakim Shahu Choshev Lady Misra Malka. Wherever he was, he was considered. He was standing on the gate of the king. Talmidei Tzol Rabbi, Dar Ima Bechotzer. Rekabel Pras Hemana. They were living in the same Chotzer, and they would get their food from the Rebbe. Mai. Rav Beirub Chia, Kishoyi Mekabel Pras Beirub Chia. In the scenario where he was using Mekabel Pras, he said, "We don't need an Eruv." Okay. Bamine Abaya Mirab. So we have this day before. Kamisha Shagavu Ese Ruvan. Kishamalichan Ese Ruvan Lamokamacher. So we quoted this Gemara before. The case where five people have been ma'arif together, one chutz has been ma'arif together, and they decide now to combine with another chutzur. Does one represent all of them because they're one unit? Or do we say that Hakuva that they're moving the Erev to the next chutzur? Yoni, you think you asked me that? They're moving the Erev to the next chutzur. That should in a certain sense undermine their whole process of being one, because their oneness is because they're all together in this chutzur with the pita. They're sharing one muck and pita. Well, that's not true anymore. They're moving somewhere else. So each person has to contribute to his own independently to the Eruv and the other chutzur. This is what Abai asked the Rabbi. And that's what we quoted before, that In the case of Chamisha Shagobas Eruvan, they become one unit, and therefore one person now can represent all of them and be contribute to the other, the ear of the next chatzar over, and they can be ma'arav with the next chatzar like that. So then Abaye, I guess as Abaye asked, Ha'achen l'chigavu dami, v'tani sichem ir l'chalecha v'echad. So in our Mishnah, it says that the achen which are echon l'shulchan aviyem, sichem ir l'chalecha v'echad. Now the achen that we see at the end of the Mishnah, it's erev bo etzlon, they're considered one. So Abai says, so what was the case? You need Erev L'Chalecha V'Echad. It means you're taking the Erev to another Chatzar. That's how Abai understands what the Mishnah was talking about. And he says, you need the Erev L'Chalecha V'Echad. So when they're going to somewhere else, they need Erev L'Chalecha V'Echad. So Rabbi says, Bech, Hachem Amai Eskinon, Kigon De'ika De'Yurin Ba'adayu. The case was that they were going somewhere else. In this Chatzar itself, there were other people living there. The migu the hani asri hani nami asri. What are other people which require a ma'isa iruv? So they also need a ma'isa iruv. Okay, so and that's what Rabbi says, and that's the correct way to learn the end of the Mishnah. Hachinami mistabra. Niktoni, it says at the end of the Mishnah. Emesav isman shemalichin said Reuven b'mokem acher. So the Mishnah Shrami knows, it says, one of the cases says there's nobody else living with them. So it means if nobody else living with them, they do it by themselves. So what's the case of the Resha? There were other people living with them. I mean, so to be started, that was the case, the only people living there. So what was Abaye's thought process? Abaye wasn't nochis to make this difference of. Yes, there are other people living there, but why should it make a difference? The Svar of Migu, the Asri, therefore they also need. I mean, Bai was under the understanding that even that scenario, these five are intrinsically connected, and there's no reason why they should need to contribute more than one person representing them. Must be the, so that's where Bai suggested from Shah. Rabbi says, no, that's the Svar of Migu, and that's the difference between the Resha and the Seifa. Shom Minol, so that's a good point. Okay. Acher.
What's for Migu?
Migu, yeah. The Mokum Acher, the Chatzar Acheris, they're taking it now to another Chatzar. Now, Abaye Lashmile Hahi Masnisa, the Tanya that we brought up Rice before, Heshagab was a Ruvan. Five people, so what's he asking? It says before the Brisa, so irbech of the kulam, inami or possibly shmiyale. Abaye was familiar with the Brisa, and we boya le hilchusa mai. Abaye was not sure if we passed on the Brisa. Mishum do kimno lo bepugda, because we'd come out that should be told in machloikus. So that was the Abaye was masupik about. The case of the Achim, we're dealing as if they've gathered, they've collected an Erev. It says at the end of the Mishnah, there's nobody else there. They don't need to be Ma'ariv. So what's this case going to be? The case is they went and took it somewhere else. Versus no. Hakamai skin and the ratio is the Ika the Urin Badayu. Not that they went somewhere else, but they're in the same culture. So now, what's the language of the Mishnah? Malichin is a Ruvan. It says, "Bezmashu Malichin a Ruvan b'Mokem Acher." It doesn't mean Mokem Acher to different chotzer. it means a different house in the same chutz. Ashahayir bar etzlon means in their house in the chutz. Malichin the Masis and Philip Chutz shall head comer. The Shema Arvin im Diurin Shema head. They bring Ma'ar with other members of the chutz to a different house. The Migu the Hani Asri. Is Kikuhu the Iruv, and therefore there's a necessity of an Iruv, which wouldn't have been had the other people not been here. So therefore the brothers now answer in each other. Of Sheikh Hatzeris, the Pesah B'neim, but the scenario which you asked about, there were two Hatzeris with a Pesach in between. V'gavu Eila Iruv, and they've all gathered, they've all collected their Iruv in Chatzerei. La'atzman. V'hutru Hatzer, and their Chatzer is now Mutzer. And the other Hutra Chatzer and the other Chatzer is also collected and become Mutter. Oh, Shadurim Ba'achazman, or a different scenario, in Chatzer A, there lives Avu Bonov, a father with his sons, below the Urinachir with nobody else. And therefore they do not need an Eruv. And now both the Arab Zooms or the two Chatzeris wish to join together. Hovein Oyserland, there's nobody answering in that Chatz, in that each independent Chatzer. Lekamigu, so that's an error. Echad Natsa Shliach Lekulam, one can represent all of them. They can nominate the time of Mishumigu, and I'll point out to you that the issue over here is the fact that there's other people living there. The fact that there's somebody else there, you see, it changes the halacha. Time of the reisha, mishum the urin. Therefore, the issue in the reisha is not because you're carrying it to the different chatzer, is because there's other people living here in this chatzer. Okay. Boy, mean the Rabbi Chia bar Oven Mirav Sheshes. Something more. First wide line, end of the line. Boy, so Rabbi Chia bar Oven Asher Sheshes. Bnei Bei Rav. There is Tamidim learning in the Beis Medrash. So, met other times that the Beis Medrash was outside of the city. The Akli Nahama Bebagi. But also Ubaisi Bibei Rav. They would eat their food in the baga. Actually, says that was the bika. They had a place where they were staying, their host's home. That's where they would eat. But they would sleep in the yeshiva. They'd sleep in the Beis Medrash. They put the benches together and they would sleep. Ki meshkinah lo tzchuma. When you measure the tchum, do you measure it from the Bei Rav or from the Baga where they would eat? They measure from the yeshiva. Okay. It says, more, 1 second, Baharay. Noisin is a ruvai b'soch alpayim amo. Person makes it a ruvai tchumen. So he puts the Erev down. And we call that's his mokum pita. That's where he made that his mokum pita. But also b'aisi b'beis, and then you go back home and sleep at home. So you say, you measure from where you slept. So the whole idea of a ruvai tchumen doesn't make any sense. We don't say that. You measure from where their food is. So while we're here, you're saying you measure not from where they're eating, but from where they're sleeping. So our answer is, Behahi, the case of the Eruvit Chuban,
and Ansahari,
Behador, and Ansahari. Over here also there's an Ansahari. Mer explains. Over there, he and Ansahari, the Mitzalei Hasim Nicholai, and he wants to make that his place where he's measuring from. If theoretically you would have a place for him to live there, he'd set up shop over there also. If he have another home there, he would go there. It happens to be he doesn't know where to sleep, so he goes back to his house. But that the Makom Pita is Iker. Over here, Bahador Anan said, Sahadi, the Maisul Rift of the Bay Rav, Nichol Utvei, they'd rather eat in Yeshiva. Why should they have to sleep home? They wouldn't mind having the food there by the Yeshiva. They would be happy with that. So over here, the Makom Lina becomes the Iker because that's where their preferred Makom Pita would be also. Okay. Rashi, the Baga. B'nei Ushpiza Bebika, the base Ushpiza Bebika, the house of their where they're being hosted, which is in the Bika. Baisi is Lonim, they spend the night. Bebei Rav, Beis HaMedrash, where they're learning. Mosech Alpayim Amahu. That was within 2,000 Amas. Both were within access to the other. Mibaga Mashkin Lahu. The bus of pita's in. Do we measure from where they eat? And that's in Makom Pita. Do you say where they're sleeping is the Iker? So he said you measure from where they're sleeping. It's Marsakasha from every Arab Tchumen. Our answer is Vahiyanan Sahadi. The reason why he made it because he needs to travel in that direction. So if he would have an option of sleeping there, he'd also prefer to sleep there anyway. But over here, if they could eat in yeshiva, that would have been possible. They would have preferred that. Boy, Rami Baruch Amma, Mirav Chista. Abba Benoit, you have a father and a son living together in one chatzar. Harav Talmidoi, or Rebbe and a Talmud. Ki Rabim Damo, or Ki Yechidim Damo. Are they considered like one or like two? Or it says, what practical differences are there? The Mor says three differences. Number one is Srichim Irub, or Ein Srichim Irub. So they have a din of, there's nobody else in the Chatzah, do they need to contribute to have him make an Erev? The first one, Rashi is Kiramadam and Chirimdam is Negei, in a case where you have two Chatzahs, Zulithim Bezu, and the inner Chatzah is the Ab and the Benoi, and they have reduces regular on the outer Chatzah. So if they're considered like Yechidim, so that's like regular Matersu Mekhaimai, but doesn't answer Shalab Mekhaimai. If they consider like Rabim, if they would need an Erev, and therefore if they didn't, it would be regular Serbim Mekhaimai, which is Aser Shalab Mekhaimai, the outer Chatzim. So that's one question. Another question is, do they need Erev Bechlau? And the third Nafkim in the Morse is Mavi Shalab Nitzer Belechi Bekaro, Oein Nitzer Belechi Bekaro. So to be mutter v'lechi b'karo, you need batim v'chatzeres psuchim l'soichet. So if you judge them as yechidim, in a case where you had two chatzeres, one belonging to the father, one belonging to the son, if they're sort of like one unit, so maybe we should look at it like they're it's just one b'chatzer. So you wouldn't be able to matter the mavoi, but like a carry, it'd be like a chotz. We need two passes.
Does the mavoi serve anyone else besides the two?
Let's say, for argument's sake, not. Some relate Tinitua. So this is the he asked of Chista. Chista said back Tinitua. Abba Benoyer, Rabbi Talmidoy, is one shady mohem the urin. Vein kiyachidim, vein tichem lahar. Mabishlay nitzer belachi bekara. So there's a brisa which explicitly says they have a din like yachidim. They got to be all of these three halachas. Okay.